Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Depending on how you feel about climate change and global warming, whether you believe it's actually a reality or not, you do have to pay attention to some of the things that are changing in our environment and some of the things we're seeing that maybe we didn't see 50 years ago. My guest today is Dr. Kim Knowlton. She is a senior scientist and deputy director for the Science Center at the Natural Resources Defense Council. How cool is she? Welcome to the show, Dr. Knowlton. So tell us a little bit about some of the issues, health issues that we're seeing in vector-borne diseases and waterborne. I see more people with allergies and pollution. What are we seeing right now?
Thanks for the great intro, Melanie. I appreciate that. Well, I'm a health scientist, and I make it my work to connect the dots between climate change and people's health. The thing about climate change is those rising temperatures that climate change is fueling cause such a wide range of effects on all kinds of health problems we already have. And I'm talking about heat waves and what that means for people's health, air pollution, insect-carried diseases, as you mentioned, waterborne diseases, flooding, even mental health, as you were talking with your guest on your last segment. There is a wide range of challenges that climate change is going to make, frankly, worse. It's going to be more challenging for all of us to stay healthy as climate change continues. So we really want to take action and be prepared.
So let's start with air pollution, because it's an easy one for people to understand. And it's kind of an obvious one. We used to see the Indian on the side of the road with the garbage crying. And I don't know how old you are, Dr. Knowlton, but anyway.
I remember.
So that was just plain old pollution. But air pollution, we see those smokestacks, and we see all of these things, and we are seeing more allergies and asthma. I know I am, doing what I do for a living. So tell us about air pollution and what's going on there first.
Sure. I'm happy to, because it's really important for all of us, but especially for the 25 million people in the U.S. that have asthma. As temperatures rise, as they are already, 10 of the warmest 10 years on record globally have all happened since 1998. So this is a trend that is absolutely there in the data. It's there in our real experience. As temperatures are hotter, some really important air pollutants like ground-level ozone, it's the main component of smog, it's actually produced more rapidly the hotter it is. So that means it's a double whammy on the hottest days that we're seeing more and more of. It's hot, and there's the health challenges of that, but there's also higher smog concentrations. It makes it hard, even for healthy people among us, to get a full lung full of air, but it's really, really damaging to the health of people with asthma in particular.
What do you want people to do about that? Should we be checking those ozone action days? Should we be looking at those things? And if we know someone with asthma or have children with asthma or something, keeping them in on those days? Does air filters work?
Well, information is power. Knowledge is power, and I think that your suggestion is a great one. There are some terrific online resources so that you can know the air quality conditions today and what's forecast for tomorrow, too. The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has a fantastic site that's called Air Now. If your listeners go online and just type in airnow.gov, it brings up a map of the U.S. where you can see, no matter where you live, the air quality conditions today and tomorrow. So that lets people, you know, moms and caregivers, all of us, plan the activities for today and tomorrow. Maybe you would choose to not play sports outdoors on a really high ozone smog day, or to, you know, switch up the schedule for the week for big outdoor yard jobs. The same thing applies for allergens. As you mentioned, pollen can be a real problem to health in the spring with tree pollen and in the late summer into fall, like right now with ragweed pollen. It's already being produced for longer seasons because of warming temperatures in the U.S., like 2 to 3 weeks longer in some parts of the Midwest. That's really quite significant. But there's a great online resource to find out the high pollen days and, again, kind of fine-tune your family's activities according to those conditions. And that website is aaai.org/NAB. And that's
AAAA, that's four A's, I.org.
Four A's and then I.org/NAB from the National Allergy Bureau. Again, it's the a map of the U.S. Wherever you are, you can select the site nearest to you and find the local pollen conditions. Very, very sort of health protective information, so you can plan your week.
That's great information.
Yeah, very
and besides
useful.
Which, it's a way, as you say, knowledge is power. Now,
yep.
On to the hot button point of this. You just said we saw the warmest 10 degrees on record. I live in Chicago, so the winter times are still the winter times to us.
Yep.
But I have noticed less snow, and I have noticed less of the severe cold days that we used mm-hmm. to have when I was growing up. And mm-hmm. why, Dr. Knowlton, is this a political issue? Why do certain parties not believe the science that you study? Why don't they believe this? Why is this? I can see why gun control. I can see why so many other things are political issues. But why is this? This is science, isn't it?
It's science. It's health. It's your health. It's my health. It's our children's health. I couldn't agree with you more. It's more about science and health. But to the other, along with the other issues that you mentioned, some entities are making and have made and will make a lot of money off of getting the energy sources that produce carbon pollution, which is the cause of climate change. When we burn fossil fuels, it makes carbon pollution that already has and hopefully will not continue to make our atmosphere warmer. That is what is causing climate change. And I really think it's profit motive that has allowed for a lot of misinformation and playing down the health risks of climate change for all of us. So we really have to educate ourselves with science, with knowledge, and with making this an immediate issue for you, me, for all of us, because it's affecting our health today.
It is. It's today, right in our backyards. And the fact that they come right out and say, there is no climate change. We are the exact same as we were 200 years ago, and the science shows that, is an outright misstatement. And the fact is that we can see it. I can see it. Sometimes we go straight from summer to winter. We skip the fall altogether. I mean, it's just different, and it's obvious. Now, we only have a minute and a half left, so let's talk about the waterborne illnesses and the vector or insect-borne illnesses that we're seeing a little bit more of, Dr. Knowlton, because to me, these are a little bit interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. As temperatures are increasing and rainfall patterns are being disrupted in part by climate change, we're seeing the areas, the regions where those insects that can carry diseases like West Nile virus, like Lyme disease, like new viruses like chikungunya, which is a concern in the U.S., the areas where those insects can reside and live for longer periods of time is expanding in the U.S. because of rising temperatures, changing rainfall patterns. So a couple things. One, we want to reduce climate change at its source, reduce carbon pollution, and two, we want to know about the symptoms. We want to protect ourselves. Wearing insect repellent is a good idea, being aware of what ticks look like and checking yourself and family members when you come in from outdoors is a good idea. All of this is preparedness for the effects of climate change, but we also have to prevent climate change at its source, which is reducing carbon pollution. And there's great things happening in that area. I mean, that's the good news part of this story is there's so much we can do, but it's up
and
to
we
all
can.
Of us.
It's up to all of us to get together, and with experts such as you, we want to have you on again, Dr. Knowlton, because you are a rocking guest, and this is such good information. AirNow.gov or AAAI.org/NAB, so you can find out about air quality and asthma and pollution and what you can do right now today to help reduce some of the effects, the health effects that come with climate change. Yes, it is real, and the scientists are telling us that. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.